Roy Nydorf is an award-winning triad artist. Based in Oak Ridge, the Guilford College professor has exhibited nationally and internationally with works in the Smithsonian American Art Museum and the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, among many others. In May of 2012, the Green Hills Center for North Carolina Art presented an exhibit titled Four Decades. It was the first major survey of Roy's work, including drawings, prints, paintings, and sculpture. Four decades. That's quite some perspective.
Yes.
You know the word evolve is going to come up somehow in the conversation. But I mean, what does that give you looking at these works side by side? And what have you gained along that way, maybe process-wise, craft-wise? And what have you lost that you wish you could get back?
Wow, that's a very, very good question. Lots to that. I think what I've gained is an understanding that at any moment, even the work that I was doing when I was 19 years old, if I was completely invested in what I was making, and I pretty much had the tools by then in terms of drawing in particular, then it stands up to anything that I'm doing now, which is quite a surprise. What have I lost along the way? I think there's some artists that I was really kind of following, some styles that I was really pushing towards that I've pretty much dropped off along the way to pick up some new ones.
So you miss them? You wonder what would have happened if you'd stayed with
them?
They
might come back. They may come back.
It ain't over till it's
over.
And
they sometimes do in a different way.
Oh, that's kind of cool, too, right? When something pops up where I didn't know that image lasted that long.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I see things in my work that I did that I've even lived with for decades that I hadn't noticed before, now that it's up in a very public space and lots of people are looking at it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And you're always getting feedback from people looking at your work and then always the critics and reviewers. I mean, does it come out that way as well? Or, oh, I didn't think about that.
Sometimes, yeah. The curator of the show, Edie Carpenter, was writing about relationships in some of my art that I hadn't noticed before. So that was kind of cool.
What was that? Give me an example.
One of the bather pictures, for instance, it's just a group scene, a composition that I invented. And she noticed a pairing of two motorcyclists in the background with two black birds in a tree in the middle ground. And I just hadn't thought of it before. She was making relationships about it, and it just happened, and there it was, and then she noticed it. And there are all kinds of things like that that I might do without thinking about it that other people pick up on.
Yeah. Want to get into some specific works, but first I just want to give listeners a sense of the scope of your output here. I'm looking at these monotype etchings, one of the early ones. When did you do Young Boy? I didn't see a year on that. Is that when you were a teenager?
The self-portrait
yeah.
In the beginning of the show? I think I was probably 19, maybe 20.
It just struck me as being really hard. I mean, etching, looking at it, this just looks beautiful. I've always been drawn to etchings, but to have the patience then to get into the minutiae of those lines,
right.
Hundreds of thousands of them, that's not the easiest stuff to tackle.
No, it's not. And sometimes I wonder why I do things that are kind of resistant or difficult. And I guess it's just an obstacle that I like to accomplish getting over. The etching process, yeah, you have to work in reverse. You have to work backwards. You don't really know what it looks like until you print it. There's a lot of guesswork. There's a little bit of alchemy with the etching process and the acid. And, you know, yes, it can be risky, and so is subtractive sculpture. Very, very risky. You can't go back. I mean, once you cut it away, it's gone. So I guess I like walking that edge.
Oak Ridge artist and Guilford College professor of art, Roy Nydorf. He spoke with me just ahead of his 2012 retrospective show at the Green Hill Center for North Carolina Art in Greensboro. A 36-page color catalog of the exhibit, Roy Nydorf, Four Decades, is available for sale, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.